Hello? Hello?
So what, no fucking ZD now?
Don't make me laugh.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to You Know That episode. We're kicking off season 5.
With one of our favorites, we're finally getting into reality TV with Jersey Shore. Hold your applause.
Hold your applause. We can't hear it anyway, but please hold. It's one of the best shows ever, reality or not. It's just so 100%. Juicy. So entertaining. Like, it had the nation in a chokehold for as long as it was on. I still kind of feel that way. Like, it's still, like, people always circulate the memes from it. It's so quotable.
It's so exciting still.
It's still so exciting. And like, there's moments that are happening on Family Vacation, which is their, like, revival of it, now that they're all adults. Like, there's moments on that still, like, people go crazy over it.
Yeah, like, I feel like every time a new season drops, there's still some, like, weird, at least one viral moment.
Yep.
Each time. But yeah, it's rewatching this first episode, which we should say, in the long tradition of us doing shows that premiered in 2009, premiered on December 3rd, 2009, which is so crazy.
Wow.
But also, when you watch it, you're like, nothing has ever felt more 2009.
It just brings me right back to that time in my life.
Yeah.
And I will never forget one year for a birthday party. This is how popular it was. One year for one of my birthday parties, I had a bunch of friends over and somebody gave me a magnet that said GTL on it, which is Gym Tan Laundry.
That's
and
so
I
cheap.
Had it. I literally hung it in my locker and it was like one of my favorite gifts that I've ever gotten.
That's so sweet.
How is that not? That's like literally one of the best gifts I've ever gotten. But that's just how prevalent it was. Like the fact that there was literally magnets made with the shit that this cast was saying. And it's a reality TV show, mind you. Like,
they were A-list superstars. I mean, they're still so famous. But back then when the show started and like the couple years after, they were like the most famous people in the world.
They were going on all of the different talk shows. People were like, It was crazy. It blew up. It was a cultural phenomenon.
It's so fun. Before we get into the actual first episode, we should do some table setting.
Okay.
Of who do you stan? Who are you stanning in Jersey Shore?
Okay. I feel like I immediately have to start with like JWoww.
Absolutely.
That's because she's like mommy of the group, I feel.
110%.
Like, I feel like she's, even though I always had this idea that she was, like, extremely much older than them, but it turns out she's only, like, a little bit older than them, right?
Yeah.
Like, one or two years older.
Wild.
It kind of blew our minds when we, like, started doing research for this episode, how far apart Mike in particular was from everyone. But then when you actually think about it, it's not that shocking because he was always the one that was complaining about, like, you guys are like dirty mole rats, like clean up your shit, do the dishes. He would cook dinner for all of them. So like, anyway, we'll get into that. But I think number one favorite definitely goes to JWoww. She's definitely the hottest and she always stands up for her friends. She's super loyal. She's super chill. She doesn't like catty bullshit. Like she's very cool. She is that girl.
She's very real.
Yeah, she's very real, authentic.
Plain, to the point.
Yeah.
Like, very girl's girl, I feel.
Very girl's girl, no nonsense, and she's just, like, confident in herself.
Especially in a cast where a lot of the girls, and I mean the guys too, are so deeply insecure throughout the entire series. You never really see that happen with Jenny.
No,
like, there are
at all.
Times here and there where she has, like, weird relationship drama and, like, she feels some type of way about it. But she never feels less than.
Right. And she never, like, makes her problems anybody else's problems, which I love. Like, she's always there for all her friends. But, like, when she needs a friend, they just step up to the plate without her even needing to ask because she's so loyal towards them. Like, when her boyfriend locked her out of the house and her two dogs were there by themselves.
What is that, like, season 3 or something like that?
I think that's season 2.
That's so crazy to think about.
It's so crazy to think about. But Snooki is just like, already. Like,
let's go.
Let's jump in the car and go, girl.
And that's a far drive.
It's a far-ass drive.
Because she was living in, like, upstate New York at the time still, I think.
Right.
And Seaside is South Jersey. That's like a 6-hour drive.
OMG.
Because I grew up going to Seaside specifically, and right. then eventually Wildwood, which is still South Jersey, and like we were living in Yonkers for most of that, which is still like a 3-3.5-ish hour drive depending on traffic. But mm-hmm. once we moved upstate and we would still go, it is a fucking trek. It kicks your ass.
Right.
You feel it. So, like, for them to, like, that's real. Snooki and JWoww are obviously my favorites.
Right. Snooki is my second favorite for sure.
I just can't ever, like, not feel for them.
Me too.
Like, they're empathetic characters.
Like, I love them so much, I can't help it. Like, they do stupid shit sometimes, obviously, but, like, that's part of why I love them so much. It's...
Yeah.
Like, they're funny, they're real, they are unabashed 90% of the time, and they're just very endearing. Like, it's just something about that, like, I relate to them. Yes. I've made a fool of myself when I've been drunk. I've partied my ass off. I have...
Made bad choices in relationships.
Made really bad choices in my relationships before. And it's like, they are doing the same exact thing around the same time that I was doing it.
And it's also one of those things, it's like, thinking about the context of when Jersey Shore premiered, we're in a post-Hills world. Post-Hills and Laguna Beach. Real World does, like, not have the cultural cachet anymore.
And also, Real World is very much, like, serious type of drama, where it'd be like, ooh, like, this is really, really bad. Or like, oh, that's so sad. Like, that's really tragic. This is just plain...
This is messy.
Yeah, this is just, like, messy, funny, like, ooh, like, I want to, like, sit down and watch everything they do. It's kind
of what, like, Housewives eventually became with, like, how absurd and messy they are.
But I don't root for any of the Housewives that I've ever, like, I don't really watch it, and that is definitely going to shock people that I am not, like, fully entrenched in Housewives, because I love so much, TV. Though. But there's, like, a million different shows, a million different seasons of each show. None of them seem particularly interesting or, like, I don't know what it is, but I just am not drawn to it in the slightest. And with Jersey Shore, it was, like, instant.
I think the thing, too, because I feel that way about Housewives as well, I just like, I think the fact that they're so absurdly wealthy a lot of the time is a turnoff.
They don't feel like real, genuine people that I would know.
I can't relate to Bethany Frankel, but I can relate to Snooki.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. They're not relatable. I don't find them interesting.
I will say there are times where, obviously, also we love Dina.
Okay, wait, let me go back to my order. Okay, so yeah, JWoww number one, Snooki number two. For obvious reasons, she's funny. She is the face of the show. It's like saying you don't love Stevie Nicks, who is the face of Fleetwood Mac. Right. Like, she's Kermit. She's Kermit. She is the main character. Sorry. She is the main character of Jersey Shore.
It's the God's honest truth.
If somebody were to deny that, they're kidding themselves. I've seen every season of the show. I've seen every season of Family Vacation. She is the main character. And when she's not there, her absence is deeply, deeply felt, and it affects the vibe of the show.
And even if the story isn't currently about her, she is in some way propelling it.
Right.
And you see that in season two with the Miami storyline of, like, Sam and Ron's drama is still so deeply intertwined with Snooki.
Yeah, because she wrote the note. Yeah. With JWoww. JWoww definitely... So one other thing that needs to be pointed out is that Snooki and JWoww had a spinoff show. And it was like 3 or 4 seasons, and it was actually really good.
Yeah.
They lived together. They were roommates during that
time. They also had, like, interesting drama between the two of them.
Yeah. I mean, but best friends don't, you know what I mean? Like, there's always going to be a little bit of drama between two girls.
And again, it felt very real.
I love them both to death.
Like, just like them.
I just like them. Like, I literally have a smile on my face just talking about them. I love them both. They are, like, my fake TV best friends. Like, if I could choose a reality star to hang out with, I would probably choose Snooki or JWoww.
Because it would just be a good time. They would be so real with you. Yep. They would definitely buy dinner.
Down to earth. Laughing. Talking about, like, all of the stuff that's happening in society. Not, like, uptight and dry and, like, formal.
They would gossip.
Like, Snooki has, like, a clothing store and, like, a brand, and that she literally goes to, like, the grand opening of each store. She pops in and out of each of her stores in Jersey and, like, hangs out with the staff. Like, she's there. I want to
read her book.
I haven't read it. I wonder if it's any good.
I don't know. I feel like that could go either way really easy.
Yeah. Okay, number three, Dina. She's not hard to like.
No, she's the same as Snooki in that, and so much where it's just like, she just has an aura about her where you're just like, well, goddamn, she seems fun as hell.
She's so cute. Like, the stuff that she says is very cute. She's very witty. When Dina needs to snap back, she snaps back. Like, yeah. When Mike was calling her fat in the season where they go to Italy.
Oh, my God, yeah.
She's like, Mike, you're always criticizing my body and calling me fat. I can lose weight for free. It's going to cost you about $5,000 to fix your face.
Oh, it's so.
Okay.
And now look at him.
And now look at him. But I will say, number one, I think what makes Dina likable is the fact that she's kind of on the sidelines of a lot of the drama. Like, she's not actively in it. Sometimes she makes a mistake or, like, does something that's annoying.
Gets messy.
Right, but she always owns up to it and, like, apologizes when she needs to. And she's not the kind of person who's, like, constantly stirring the pot by saying hurtful things to people or saying rude things to people. Like, she's just a nice girl. Yeah.
Like, she's not malicious.
Right, and I love that about her. So I think Dina's an easy three.
Pretty much every other character at one point or another is, like, actively malicious.
Yes. Like, and especially the boys, but I will say that I think the most likable boy, this is going to rock the boat. In previous
are you going to say Mike?
No. Okay. I would. Okay, here's the reason.
In Family Vacation, I would agree with Mike.
Okay, here's the thing that I would say. Right now, I think it's Pauly D, because across the current season of, like, Family Vacation, like, all the way up to the present and all the way back to season one, episode one of Jersey Shore, he has never switched it up. He has never changed his game. He has never changed his personality. He's always been Pauly D.
Authentic, yeah, he's the most real, consistent.
Most consistent. Sometimes he loses his temper. Most of the time, he's a chill guy. If you piss him off, he's going to snap. He's a normal guy from Jersey. And when he does snap,
he's so justified.
He's so fucking justified. So justified. I've never once seen him overreact to a situation. That being said, I think that my next guy in line, it literally depends on the time. Like, if you would have asked me before Family Vacation ever aired, I would almost say Vinny was above Pauly for me. Like, I just saw him as much less of a douchebag.
He's had, like,
a whole
covert
season where he had, like, a whole season where he was, like, dealing with his anxiety and depression, and he went home, and, like, I thought that was very real of him to talk about on a reality TV show that's, like, totally famous for these partying kids who love to have a good time, and he's the one who's, like, anxious and depressed. So I thought it was really good of him to, like, try and destigmatize that in a way, but nowadays, I hate him with a passion. I don't like his personality at all. He rubs me as the kind of guy who's, like, totally a player, such a jerk off in public. Like,
I think the thing is, for my rankings for the boys, I definitely Pauly number one with a bullet, like, no question.
Right.
I think by default, I have to put Vinny second because Ron and Mike over the years, even if they're better now, has just, like, left such a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, Ron is always going to be last for me. I'll, like, put Mike above him, though.
Yes, that's how I feel, where I'm like,
because of the Mike redemption arc. Like, you can't deny.
He's gotten his act together. He's, like, sober now. He seems to have, like, really tried to rehabilitate himself.
But back in the day, he was a problem.
Such
a huge problem.
A monster to these to these women and to, like, the boys, too. He is just a fucking shit stirrer. And, like, even if Vinny now is kind of a dickhead, I don't see it as much because, like, obviously they're less famous than they were, so I'm just not engaged with it in the same way.
It's just, like, I used to follow him on Instagram. He's constantly posting these cheesy selfies of himself with these cheesy-ass captions.
Yeah,
like,
he's just corny.
She called me twice, but I clicked ignore. Winky face. Like, shit like that. Like, just...
He's just
dude,
so corny.
Nobody gives a shit if you think you're a player. Like, stop.
It's very weird, and it's just, like... He is also the
so
youngest
tacky
out of them, especially compared to, like, Pauly, who's, like, almost 10 years older than him.
Right.
It's just, it shows a lot I would say it shows more now than it even did when the show was, like, the first series was airing, their age difference.
Yeah, for sure.
But I, yeah, Mike my has, ranking
like, five kids.
Yeah, it's crazy. And Polly's married?
What? He is?
I think so.
Okay, wow. I'm a little out of the loop. Okay.
And, like, Ronnie has kids.
We both failed to mention Sam and Angelina. I think that speaks for itself. But my only comment will be, like, I think Sam was caught up in the throes of a deeply abusive relationship. And yeah. There were aspects of that relationship dynamic that made her seem very unlikable to me.
Yeah.
On TV as, like, a spectator. But it's not that I hate her. It's just there's been moments. She goes against the girls and sticks up for Ron
and
sometimes.
That pisses me off, especially because a lot of the times, like,
they're sticking up for her. They're trying to, like, help her, and she goes against them. It's like, you are such a stupid bitch right now.
I have a lot of empathy for her because of the fact that, like, I watched her get abused on TV for, like,
literally
6 years.
We feel so really bad for her. This is not us being like, oh, she deserves it. 100%.
But
who
she
is likable? Who do we stan?
She is also just, like, in her own way so much, and also, like, doesn't ever try and help herself or recognize when people are trying to help her. And it's really, really hard to, like, root for her.
And she's just so catty. Like, remember the season where Dina came? Dina's first season, I think it was season 2 or 3. Whatever Dina's first season was.
I think it's 3.
They're in Miami. It was season 3.
No, 3 is when they're back at the shore. 2 is Miami, because Angelina's in Miami.
Okay, then it's season 2.
Yeah, so that's the first season that they were like, fuck Angelina, we're not inviting her back again.
Well, they invited her back for, like, an episode, and then she pissed him off so much that she left, and then I think that's when Snooki invited her.
Yeah.
Invited Dina. I can't remember. Damn.
But I do know that she starts with season 3, and Sam is nasty.
The point is, Sam is just such a bitch. Like, she's like, I don't like this outside girl. Like, I don't know, but she thinks she's, like, a Snooki 2.0, and, like, I'm just, like, gonna not be nice to her. Like, do you remember that whole... She has, like, an entire confessional where she's literally, like, I'm committing myself to not like Dina. I'm committing myself to just treating her like... And then Dina comes in and she's like, hi, everyone. Like, I'm so glad to be here. I'm having a great time. And Sam, like, gives her this mean-ass look. Like, oh, my God. Girl, like, who do you think you are? Like, Princess Diana? You're just Sam.
She thinks she's the shit because she's, like... The thing is also, and we'll get more into this once we start working through the plot of, like, the pilot, Sam and Angelina are so, so, like, dedicated to being quote-unquote classy girls.
Oh my God, they're so annoying about that. And Angelina shows up with her shit in a trash bag. Girl, you are the opposite of class.
It's such insane internalized misogyny.
Oh my God.
And, like, really hard to watch sometimes because I'm like, you are just, like, that's why you're not having fun.
Right.
You're so dedicated to being, like, above it and better that you're a wet fucking blanket, bro.
Yeah. Like, you're literally on a reality show where...
About partying.
And you're trying to be the high and mighty one. Like, why are you even on this show?
It really is confusing. Angelina the most is, like, why are you here?
Right.
Why are you attempting to be here? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't seem like you want to be here.
Right.
I just never understood it. But I want to root for Sammy is the thing. She just makes it really hard a lot of the time.
She makes it really hard and has almost... Removing the entire part of her abusive relationship with Ronnie.
Yeah.
Would I still like her as a person if that story arc never happened? No, because she was starting to already get on my nerves in this episode. And they weren't even fully together yet.
Yeah, I would not like her, but I would be like, she's like wallpaper at that point.
Yeah. She's like Liam Payne.
If she didn't have Ron and the storyline with Ron, she would be a non-fucking factor in this show.
Right. Like, I actually think I would be very uninterested in her as a character and just be like, why do they even have her on the show?
She just feels, like, unnecessary.
Right. Okay, let's jump into the episode. Yes. So, we start off with introductions of each of the cast members.
So jarring.
You see, like, they're beautiful young faces, untouched faces. Nobody has had any work done. Everyone is like
the only skinny work that anyone has is Jenny has her boobs done,
right?
Which J-Well is
just,
like,
has a boob job.
They look
other
great.
Than that She looks amazing.
She looks
so
good.
What was JWoww doing before Jersey Shore? I think I've researched this a couple of times, and I always forget what it is she was doing before this.
I don't know. Let me look really quick, because I know I've looked it up before, too.
Yeah.
She was a nanny
for
a while.
I thought she did something in the public eye. I feel like I remember her having...
I think she was like in the show, they say that she's like a club promoter, and she does like design.
Oh,
like graphic
design
stuff, and like for clubs and shit like that.
Oh,
but I
cool.
think between it was like that and like nannying mostly.
She's so chic.
She's
I
so
love
imagine that's your nanny. Like that's kind of chic.
Don't go any further with that scenario, please.
Like she's just like probably the coolest fucking babysitter ever.
And the coolest mom. Like
yeah.
She posts TikToks with her daughter all the time that I'm always watching her TikToks. That she posts with her daughter, Meilani, and they're so funny. Meilani, like criticizes the outfits that they used to wear on the original Jersey Shore.
It's so funny. I also really love, like, Snooki as a mom.
Me too.
And
she's always getting hate on her, like, Instagram and her TikToks, and she literally stands up to her hate all the time.
Which is good.
You know, some celebrities, like, literally ignore hate comments. I almost like it more when they stir the pot and actually reply because they think...
Yes!
People think that, oh, a celebrity won't look at these hateful comments that I'm leaving, but, like, I love when celebrities do look at them and are like,
if I was a celebrity, I would be running my mouth fucking crazy on Instagram.
I would need a publicist.
My publicist would literally fire me.
Right, your publicist would be like, I don't think I'm cut out for this job.
I'm not a good fit because you are telling people to, like, jump off a bridge. And I'm like, okay, they called me fat. They're trying to hurt my feelings.
I don't think my fans would start to realize pretty quickly that I have, like, a bad temper and a big mouth. and be like, we need to be more mindful about what we say on the internet.
Yeah, she's gonna swing on us.
Okay,
that's why I like Chapel, not to go on I'm like, yeah,
okay,
tell them
yeah.
to fuck off.
I get really pissed off right now when people are criticizing her.
Same.
And like I'm standing up to all of the haters that I see on the internet.
Me too.
I'm like her like online bodyguard. I'm like, nope,
yeah.
We will no longer be allowing this discourse about whether or not she's a diva or not. It doesn't matter if she's a diva or not. Like you as a fan do not get unlimited access to whatever you want.
Yep.
From
yep.
your favorite musician or actress or whatever, just because they are in the public eye doesn't entitle you to unlimited access to their body, their time, their emotional energy. Like,
also, I want
entitled.
Her to be a diva.
I want her
I
to be
want
a diva
divas.
Too. This is when we say diva on this show. We've said this before. We're saying it again. When we say diva
compliment.
On this show, we mean it as a compliment.
It's the highest compliment I can give to a woman.
Right.
If I call a man a diva, I'm saying a slur.
Right. If we call a woman a diva, that is the
I'm like, that's as close to God as you can get.
As a woman.
Like, Mariah Carey's walking the Great Wall of China right now in fucking heels. Like, diva.
That's diva
That's
behavior.
Diva. We need divas.
Chapel Ron is telling a photographer on the red carpet to shut the fuck up. That's diva.
And we thank her for it.
We love her. She's setting things up for the next wave of pop girlies. And the thing is, it's not only Chapel. I've also seen similar comments about Renee Rapp back in...
Yes.
Back a few months back when they did Coachella.
Yeah.
Somebody posted an entire, like, faux expose TikTok video about how they met Renee Rapp at, like, a VIP tent. And they thought she was going to be super chill and whatnot. And she was, like, sitting and relaxing after her set. And they went up to her and, like, asked her super kindly, according to them, if they could have a photo with her. And she said no. And basically got them escorted out of the tent or something like that. Or, like, left the tent. And...
Good!
It's like...
Leave her alone. She's at
leave
work.
Leave her alone. Exactly.
It's also my thing is, like, the Renee thing specifically, there was, like... She was pretty vocal at one point about how people were making her uncomfortable with, like, the signs and stuff at her shows.
Yes.
And how explicit and, like, inappropriate they were.
Sexual.
Yeah,
somebody
and
literally
just, like,
said they wanted Renee Rapp to give them a pap smear. Like, what
yeah.
kind of poster is that to have at a concert? Like,
and
funny
just,
or
like,
not.
You're always, like, online queer people and lesbians are always talking about misogyny they're facing. And it's like, you're doing misogyny and you're doing sexual harassment.
Literally.
Just because this woman is a celebrity does not mean you get to sexually harass her. Like, what do you
exactly.
mean? It's so crazy. But, like, that's, at the end of the day, I mean, you know what? It is relevant because the Jersey Shore girls were treated like shit.
Okay, one thing that needs to be said and talked about is how much hate they all used to get for being quote-unquote slutty. Back in those days, even to this day sometimes, yes. But much less so. I feel like society is a little bit more sex positive than it was back in the day. But back in those days.
We're circling back. Gen Z is so weird.
Gen Z is being very weird and very anti-sex, I'm noticing.
Yeah.
Not to make a big broad statement, but like I'm seeing a lot of videos. Make a big...
It's true. I'll do it. They're being fucking losers.
I'm seeing a lot of TikToks and tweets and like stuff like that about how like if you want to get the guy, you have to like act like wifey material and not like side chick material. Have you seen that?
Yes. And it's also like the sex in movies discourse, and like people are mad at Tate McRae right now because she was like topless in a music video.
Oh.
Which, by the way, I think her music is bad, but she's so cunt.
I think that I've seen more people angry about it because they think that the video glorifies police brutality.
Which I also don't see that. Like, I think
because she's like naked with her titties out.
Yeah.
And the police is like pushing her up against the cop car. So I think like, people are thinking that she's trying to like glamorize it in a way.
Which I feel
it's
is
a reach. It's a reach. It's a reach. It's a reach, yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. But it is like, it's just like, let girls be sluts.
Right.
And if they want. Like, what the fuck? Why are we mad that hot girls want to be like half naked? Should we not be thanking them?
It's because normal girls in just normal society who are not celebrities or even close to fame in the slightest are criticized so much by like their friends and family, and they criticize celebrities for doing what they maybe are scared to do or feel like they're not allowed to do.
Which is true.
It's just internalized misogyny.
I know, but it makes me so upset because I'm like, we need them to be fun and slutty.
Yeah.
Culture is so much more fun when girls get to be slutty.
Yeah.
Because then boys get to be slutty too.
Right, and it's like, just watch Sex and the City. There's a reason everyone always says Samantha is the best character on that show.
Honest, your lips to God's fucking ears.
That is... Ugh. People are always saying, oh, the show's not the same without Samantha. God, Samantha was the best part of the original show, blah, blah, blah. More than any other character, she is loved and celebrated. And she is the most sexual character I've ever seen on a TV show, ever, in my fucking life. 100% ever.
Agree. It's so, like, and just like that has its issues, 50% of them would not exist if Samantha was on the show.
If Samantha was back on the show,
100%, period, point fucking blank.
Okay, us but taking we, 30 minutes on discourse about sluttiness.
It's relevant.
It's relevant. Okay, Polly is literally the definition of gaudy. It takes him 25 minutes to do his hair. He has 50 bottles of gel lined up.
He has a tanning bed in his house.
I can't.
It's crazy. But Ronnie makes an insanely bisexual comment.
He literally is like... I don't even understand it, honestly.
It's like, how can you read what he said? So he's like talking about wanting to meet girls at the Jersey Shore, and he's like, I want to meet some guys too. And I'm like, how am I supposed to read that in a not gay way?
Right.
What do you mean?
He's like, I want to meet some girls, I want to meet some guys, I want to have a good time. It's like, okay.
I'm like, you want to suck dick?
Go ahead, bisexual king.
You better. This is when we liked him. That changes soon, but we did like him at first.
And it's the way Ronnie sometimes has a point.
It's crazy. When Ronnie is right, it feels like getting punched in the face.
It's like, this just in, the person you hate the most in the world was right.
Yeah, like a fucking broken clock.
Oh my God.
Vinny is a baby.
Vinny is in love with his mom.
It's so weird, but also
it makes
like,
you uncomfortable.
It makes me uncomfortable. It should make everyone uncomfortable, but
it's very Italian,
like,
though.
Yeah, it's a tale.
It's a cultural thing. It's a cultural thing.
It's so weird. Also, like the psychological impact that the show had on my uncle.
It needs to be studied.
It needs to be studied. Like my uncle was a Guido.
Right.
Like he was at Karma. He was doing the fucking shit. It was so crazy.
Like he probably hung out with them.
Well, he did hang out with Angelina and Aruba, so.
Oh,
That's a story for another day.
Like,
JWoww and Snooki are both from upstate New York. I do claim them.
Represent.
Thank you.
Your one claim to fame is that they live near you.
Yeah, I was like, where I grew up was like in between where they both lived. And I was like,
it's crazy. Oh,
it's a wrap. Like, those are my girls.
Those are your girls from now.
It's so, also, two of them are from Jersey. Out of the whole cast.
It's
kind of
crazy. And it's literally, the show is called Jersey Shore. And the entire thing is about how all of them are Guidos and Guidettes. And they love being Italian and Italian culture this and Italian culture. Everybody...
Snooki and JWoww are not Italian.
Right. And all the actual Italian-American people, and even people back in Italy, this was such a crazy sensation that they kept claiming they were Italian and that they loved Italian culture. The actual Italians hated Jersey Shore. They were like, you guys are an embarrassment to our culture. You do not represent us, blah, blah, blah. I remember that being such a scandal, and now it's like, okay, like...
That's, like, the biggest discourse I think that they had in the early seasons was, like, Italian-Americans being like, they do not represent us. And I'm like, unfortunately for you, they do.
And whether you
like it or not.
Yeah. I also really feel like another huge discourse that they had, just thinking back to the early seasons, was people thinking that they were, like, low IQ human beings, like, stupid idiots. Why are we giving them a platform to, like... party and like drink and probably do drugs and let our kids watch it? And like, there was this idea of censorship going around that, why is this on TV? Why is this program on TV? And it's somehow gonna encourage all of our kids to go out and do that. And it's like, babe, it's 2009. Your kids already are doing that.
Yeah, your These kids are people already represent. Tweaking.
Right. Like,
it's just like, it was so weird. No one can be normal.
Right. The reception to the show was so mixed. People who got it, and the people who didn't hated it with a passion.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's because it's also just like no different from any other reality show in the long run.
Right. Every reality show glamorizes and features behaviors and things that people wish other people didn't do.
Yeah.
But that's just a part of being real. Like, everybody, nobody's perfect. Much less 20-year-old kids who are down at the Jersey Shore, where the main intention of going down to the shore as an upstate kid from New York is literally like to party and, like, hook up with people.
It's, like, literally, it's just so wild. It's, like, it's not different than you going to a bar in your hometown.
Right. Exactly. But that's basically their hometown, except they drove, like, an hour or two to get there. Okay.
Yeah, the introductions are so crazy. It's like, wow, these people are going to make such an impact on me. Who knew?
JWoww has ugly-ass extensions that somehow make her infinitely hotter.
Infinitely like, hotter.
Her extensions are so ugly, but yet it's hot, like, at the same time. It makes no sense. It's incomprehensible.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's because she is carrying herself to an extent that allows her to look somewhat ugly.
And she has, like, the praying mantis line that she says?
Yeah, she says, I'm like a praying mantis. After I have sex with guys, I'll rip their heads off.
She's so fucking hot. It's so
She's like,
annoying.
I send them on a roller coaster to hell. She's so messy. I love that she owns it, though. And
yes,
then
we need that.
We cut to Ron, and Ron says his one and only rule is to never fall in love at the Jersey Shore. He broke his first rule on day one.
It is like Chekhov's gun.
His entire time on Jersey Shore is literally marked by him falling for Sammy. That's his entire story arc, is his one rule that he had, which
the rest
he did
of
not
his
even
life
follow.
Is hinges on the relationship he builds in this show.
Oh my god.
It's so fucking crazy.
It's insane.
Angelina, she's the what is it?
Kim Kardashian
of Staten Island. Kim Kardashian sent a cease and desist.
I think
today.
So. I wonder if Kim Kardashian used to watch Jersey Shore.
I feel like it because it was also the same time that her show was so popular.
A reality star watching reality TV. Like,
yeah.
I wonder
sure
if they've
happens.
Ever been like linked together. I kind of want to check Kim.
I'm sure
Kardashian.
There was at like a VMAs or something like that. You know what I mean?
Jersey Shore.
Because they would also do stuff with E a lot.
I think it would be so cool to... I wonder... I don't think she would get along with them. She's like a rich kid from Calabasas, and they're like down and dirty kids from upstate New York.
And like Rhode Island.
I think she would be scared of them, especially JWoww.
I think if anything, she would maybe get along with Snooki.
I was going to say Sammy, who's like very uptight and like prim and proper. Like Kim just does not strike me as the kind of... You know who would get along with JWoww?
Chloe.
Is Chloe. Yep.
Chloe. Chloe would get along with JWoww and Snooki really well.
Yeah, and I think especially JWoww, because I think they both Courtney have the and same Kim would, temperament.
Yeah, Courtney and Kim would get along with Sammy.
Wait, is JWoww a Cancer?
Oh, I don't remember. Let me look. I think she's a water...
Pisces?
Pisces.
Okay, she is a water sign. Okay, yeah. That's what I thought. Okay.
That makes sense.
What? Are you a Pisces hater? I always forget.
No, Tony's a Pisces.
Oh, okay.
Which, maybe.
Oh.
they pissed me off.
I kind of love Pisces.
I do too.
I know a lot of Pisces haters out there, and I don't know why. That
they're harmless.
I think to the wrong person, they
are annoying. Like,
yeah.
Like, it, I think that's
good. I think like, some people are not cut out to handle emotional. They are like emotional sponges. And yeah. If you're not careful, like, if you don't get along with a Pisces point blank, you might be the problem. Because they absorb the energy of the people around them. So if a Pisces is pissing you off, look inside yourself.
Derek and Julia are both Pisces too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And when we lived together, it was great.
I mean, water signs. That's why I always say, this is advice, take it or leave it for the people listening. date inside your own water or air or fire or earth sign. Like, I always think air goes with air, water goes with water, fire goes with fire for the most part. I would not recommend. There's a few combinations within that that I would not recommend, but.
I think water and fire is, like, a horrible mix.
I think so, too, but I meant, like, if you were going to do fire and fire, like, there's a few that I would not recommend.
Yeah, I think Scorpios need to date fire signs, personally. Mm. I'm like, they need to stay away from us.
I think Scorpios should just date other Scorpios.
No, because then we get, like, a murder-suicide.
No, I just think that their vibe, they need someone who can match their vibe, and a lot of times...
It's a hard vibe to match.
Yeah, it's very difficult. And I think the only person who can totally understand them is somebody who is similar. So, so I think a Scorpio is good. I understand, like, I could see a Scorpio and a Sag working because they're both very outspoken.
Yes,
and explosive.
Definitely.
Like when a Scorpio loses their temper or like is really happy about
it's
something
so
or is it's like very like powerful.
Yeah.
Oh, you were going to say toxic.
Well.
Listen, I have a lot of Scorpio in me.
Well.
That's how I understand them.
Well.
I think
I said
you know
what I said.
Here's what I think. Somebody who has a lot of Scorpio influence elsewhere in their chart would be fine dating a Scorpio sun.
I agree with that.
Okay, let's continue, please. Let's move off of this topic. Sorry.
It always happens. We can't help it. We're gay.
Angelina drives a Hyundai Elantra.
I don't know what that means. I don't know how to drive.
Oh, yeah. People who are listening who understand what that means.
Yeah.
It's not the nicest car. Maybe it's
I mean,
not
she
the
also
worst,
doesn't have suitcases, so.
She literally shows up holding two trash bags like Santa
Pauly's
Claus.
Pauly's reaction is so funny because it's
it
so,
kind of breaks
so
my heart.
Authentic. Because he's
it
like,
breaks my heart.
You didn't have anyone in your family who could give you a suitcase.
It's no, it literally makes me feel bad for Angelina, and it makes me pity her a little bit because it's like, he in earnest is like, almost. I think he feels bad for her. He's like, man,
I think
that
so
poor
too.
Girl
and then
doesn't
I think
have
she
anybody
immediately...
in her life who could have loaned her.
I think he feels bad for her and then immediately is like, she's annoying, I'm over it.
Right. He's
like, he doesn't feel bad. After the first night, he's like, actually, I don't like her.
And actually, the fact that she showed up with trash bags is kind of starting to check out, so.
Yeah.
Snooki's holding MapQuest directions.
It's so chic. It's so
as she drives down to the shore.
And then
it's
her
like,
car dies.
Her car literally dies, and she's, like, screaming at the people on the road, and so is JWoww. Honestly, all of them are, like...
They're all bad drivers.
They're all terrible drivers. Snooki's like, I can't drive. They'll get over it. And she goes, I'm cutting you off, bastard. I'm like, oh.
There's another episode that we'll talk about at some point where it's proven again that Snooki's a bad driver.
Snooki is a terrible driver. We're going to talk about it very soon.
Yes.
So they start to arrive at the house. I think Vinny gets there first.
Yeah, they trickle in and kind of start to, like, suss each other out and, like, what the vibes are.
Right. Oh, no, actually, I think Mike gets there first, and then Vinny shows up, yes. And they're like, dude, I'm gonna room in here. You want to room in here with me? Like, I don't know who else is gonna show up. Maybe they're chill people, blah, blah, blah. And JWoww shows up.
And doesn't he, like, run and move his bags when JWoww shows up?
He moves his bags, and he's like, you can tell she's high maintenance, so I don't really want to stay with her.
Which is like, so
in what way crazy. Is she high maintenance? He was dead
Babe,
wrong.
Babe, her extensions are fucked up. What about that is high maintenance?
Right. And he makes fun of her nickname. He goes, why can't she just say her real name?
It is so funny, though, because, like, they're JWoww and Snooki are the only ones that have, like, I mean, actual and Mike. But, like,
situation.
None of them call him the situation. And none of them call Sammy Sammy Sweetheart.
Right. But why do they have, like, these catchphrases and these nicknames? Like, what is going on?
I don't know, but they call Snooki and JWoww, like...
Snooki and JWoww.
A lot of the... Yeah. It is very weird.
It's very weird, but yet it fits them so perfectly.
It really does.
Like, JWoww fits her perfectly.
Also, her being Jenny, but, like, it's... what is it? The way she shortens it is J-E-N-N-I.
Yeah.
Is so crazy.
It's so unique.
It tells you exactly what you
the
need
kind
to
of
know.
Girl she is. Yeah. It tells you exactly what kind of girl she is. She isn't a Jenny with a Y. Jenny with a Y is a cheerleader from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
She eats dinner with her family every night. Yeah. And then Jenny with an I is dead ass Snooki's best friend.
There's the only way to describe it. She's the Cookie Monster pajama girl.
I was just gonna say that. She's like, the bitch who's like smoking during the gym lap when people would walk.
Yeah, she's walking the fucking mile.
Right, and she's literally going to the corner store after school and getting like a lemonade and a pack of like Slim Jims and cigarettes and like that is
she's
Jenny with
a
an
Newport.
Eye. Right. Okay.
Oh my
glad
god,
we're on the
I
same page.
It. Yes,
I love it so much. Okay.
Snooki immediately is like, let's get fucked up.
Snooki just gets off on the totally wrong foot. Like, she is really, really, really being very messy drunk, and it's starting to rub them all the wrong way. Like, yeah. I kind of find it funny. Everybody who's watching finds it, like, funny. But when...
Yeah.
I think when you're actually in that moment, and they're, like, not even close to as drunk as she was...
Yeah, and they also, like, don't know each other yet, is the thing.
They don't know each other. She's trying to kiss everyone. It's rubbing them all the wrong way because it's, like, very intense and nobody
it's
is
very
as
aggressive.
Drunk as... Yeah, and nobody is as drunk as her. It's kind of grossing them out and putting them off of her in a way. Like, she's leaving a very bad impression.
Yeah, and, like, later on in the series, like, when they're in Italy or when they're in Miami or back at the shore and she gets, like, really, really fucked up, there is a certain level of, like, they let it slide because they know her. That's their sister at this point.
Right.
But this first, it's the first night.
It's the first night in the house ever. They've barely gotten to know each other. She's being just very extra. And I think it's because she's coming on hard because she wants to leave a good impression.
Yeah.
Which
she
we
wants
later
to be
find
fun.
Out. Yeah. We later find out in her apology that, like, she feels really bad about that and she didn't want. She's just trying to have fun. She wasn't trying to, like, weird anybody out.
I also can imagine that, like, she's probably so anxious.
Yeah. Who wouldn't be? Like,
it's such a weird position for her to be in. Like, she's going to be on TV. She has no idea how popular the show will be. She's in a new place. She's in a new, like, house with new people. Like, of course she got liquored up.
Yeah. I mean, they were all drinking and all partying, to be fair, but she was definitely the drunkest out of all of them.
100%.
So absolutely. It made sense that she was kind of getting on their nerves. So at a certain point, she gets out of the hot tub and just, like, falls asleep on a hammock. So they decide to leave immediately and, like, go down to the, like, boardwalk and play, like, boardwalk games.
So hot. It's absurd.
She's wearing a very hot very minimal outfit, like just a bikini top and like rolled down sweatpants. Like she just looks very
she looks chill. Comfortable yeah. and just like normal. I don't know very how normal. Else I don't know how else to explain it.
Right. But it's part of the appeal. Like it makes her seem like just a normal person that could be walking down the boardwalk at Jersey Shore. Like nobody knows that they're famous or anything like that, and she's not trying to be like glamorous and glitzy and whatnot. She's just herself.
And she's the only one who is able to win the basketball game.
Right. She's the only one to score a basket. And meanwhile, back at the house, the phone is ringing off the hook. Snooki is like woken up out of her nap apparently and is like literally on the phone nonstop trying to like manage these calls that she's getting, all these incoming calls on the duck phone.
And she just cannot figure it out.
She can't figure it out. She keeps promising people she's not going to hang up on them. And then she accidentally puts the receiver down and she hangs up on them. Like, she does not know how that phone works. And then
while that's happening on the boardwalk, we're seeing the beginnings of a flirtation between Mike and Sammy.
Which is so bizarre to think about if they actually would have ever become a couple. Thank God it's they didn't.
It's scary.
It's fucking scary. And it's also scary to imagine, like,
what would happen how different would the show be if that had happened?
Imagine seasons 4 and 5. Like, what would those have been like?
I genuinely can't think. It just blows my mind. It's such an interesting, like, sliding doors moment. I mean, at the end of the day, obviously, I think what was supposed to happen happened. And yeah. I hate how Mike is with Sammy in the little glimpses we do see.
I think that, like, would have been an equally toxic couple.
Yeah, just as possessive, but maybe
maybe a little bit more mature. Mike seems to be less, well, at this point
explosive?
Now.
Explosive?
Yeah. At this point now, we know that Mike was addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
During this filming of the show. And we cannot speak to whether that would have made him a good partner, a bad partner, abusive partner. Like, we don't know, just based on the drug use, we don't know. But we do know that Ronnie did not seem fueled by, like, drugs or even alcohol in his abusiveness.
No, if anything, it was just, like insecurity was his biggest
insecurity, and they would just, like, argue verbally and, like, physically, too. He would, like, fuck up her shit over jealousy and insecurity. And, like, even when they weren't sober, he would sometimes act like that.
Yeah, it's just like, it's really, their relationship is really concerning. I think Mike and Sammy still would be equally as concerning, but maybe in just a different way. I think it would be more manipulative, if anything. Because Mike is like, Mike plays games where Ronnie doesn't.
Right.
Like, Ronnie's explosive and abusive, obviously in the show, but he's never, like, manipulative or, like, stirring the pot or trying to be, like, this, like, puppet master like Mike is.
Exactly. So, finally, they all get back to the house, and, like, everybody goes to sleep, basically.
And Snooki tells JWoww that her boyfriend is calling, and everyone gets a good laugh about it.
Right. Everyone starts making fun of, like, JWoww because they're like, oh, you were hiding it from us and whatnot.
And she just kind of, like, giggles.
And they're like, why would you come to the shore with a boyfriend? Like, don't you know the whole point of being here is to, like, hook up with people and find hot people to, you know, grind on at the club. But she just laughs it off and doesn't really care. But you already know deep down she's kind of thinking the same. And also, there's even, if it's not in this season, there's another, it's season 2. She has this iconic quote where she's like, I left the club early because I didn't want to cheat on my boyfriend. So I went home to eat ham.
Yes, I think it's the first season.
It's so
funny. I want to say, because I think it's when she's dating Tom. In that first season.
It's literally one of my favorite JWoww moments.
It's so iconic.
It's so iconic. It's one of the few moments I really feel like we get to see her fully drunk. Like, she's drunk when she says that. And you can tell she's, like, slurring her words. She's just, like, fucked up.
And I feel like everyone's had a moment like that where you're like, I need deli meat. Or I'm going to ruin my life.
Right. Okay, so the next day they all have to go to work. But Snooki wakes up and is, like, puking, and nobody wants to hold her hair. It's such a tragedy.
Yeah, they're not being very, like, friendly to her.
They're being hateful towards her. Vinny calls her a grown woman at the age of 21. He goes, why is a 21-year-old grown woman not waking up for work? Bro, she is awake. She's just throwing up. Like, she's fucking awake. That's the thing.
They keep, like, getting... They keep saying, like... They're wrong about what they're saying.
Yeah. They keep saying, being like, oh, she's just sleeping in. She's such a slacker. She can't even wake up and remember her own work schedule. Bro, she's awake. She's probably actually woke up earlier than you to start throwing up.
And Sammy is so... nasty to her.
She goes, I don't want your pukey breath on me.
And Snooki's just like, I brushed my teeth.
And Snooki's like, why is everyone being weird towards me? You can literally tell that they're like avoiding her.
I love that though, because she's just like, something is fucking off and you guys are being weird.
Yeah, I hate Sammy so bad in this moment. If I was in that house and I saw how she treated Snooki, I would totally stick up for Snooki. I would have been like,
it's really rude and really upsetting. I would
have been like, you guys are being fucking annoying. She just got fucked up. Like, that's the whole point of why we're here. Have you guys ever heard of having a good time? Duh. But that's the Sag Moon in me.
I agree with you though. But eventually, they have their meeting, they come back and all that, and then they do their first family dinner.
Right.
And this is where Snooki clears the air. She apologizes for how she acted the night before, which I do think is very adult.
I really love that she apologizes. I love that they sit down to have, like, family dinner, and this is their first one ever. And yeah. They're like, okay, now it's time to say grace. Like, okay, somebody say grace. Okay. And then somebody's like, dear God. And they all start cracking up, and J-Well gets really pissed off because they keep laughing during grace. She's like, don't make a joke out of it.
It's so fucking funny. It's so funny because it's so stupid that she's that mad about it. Like, she's getting J-Well's so like,
don't
pissed.
Make a joke out of grace. She takes it so seriously. But it's also one of those moments. It's like, these are real people. Like, we all have been at a family dinner and somebody says to somebody else, can you please say grace? And that person starts it, but they feel awkward. So they start laughing and all of the other people start laughing.
It is so real.
It is the realest thing I've ever seen on TV.
And then Snooki apologizes. Everyone accepts. And they're all like, okay, I respect you for actually owning it up.
Yeah, and J-Well gives her a big kiss on the cheek and is like, thank you for apologizing. That was actually really cool of you.
It's a good start to their friendship.
It is. And Ron is wearing a fedora and he looks so
fucking
corny.
Nuts. The fedora on Ron is nuts.
It's nuts. So after they have family dinner, they start like whistling at girls. The guys go up to the roof and start whistling at girls that are down on the boardwalk.
The whistling at the girls. It's so wild.
It's disgusting, honestly. And Ron wants no part of it, by the way. He's like, I'm not feeling this. And he, like, leaves. And he's like, I already know that this is going to cause problems. Bringing girls in the house is going to cause problems. Like, he was a prophet.
He was a prophet in that moment. He saves his own ass here.
Yep. And
thank God for him, honestly.
Thank God for him. He's like, nope. Yep. So they get the girls up there. They bring them in the hot tub and whatnot. And Polly starts kissing two girls at the same time. Meanwhile, Angelina and Sammy are both like, these girls are so trashy and skanky. Like, let's go up there and watch.
It's so
it makes no sense.
Fucking weird.
It's like, the guys are trying to hook up with these girls. The girls are just sitting in the living room twiddling their thumbs. And then all of a sudden, when the girls come in, they're like, they brought new girls in the house. Let's go up there and watch all the disgusting stuff they do together.
It's
that
so
makes no
weird.
Sense. Like, girl, what are you doing?
I just don't understand the thought of like.
And then Ron tries to stop them. He's literally like, guys, nothing good will happen from you guys going up there. Just don't go up there. Yeah. He's like, just don't go up there. Like, point blank, you're not going to like what you see. Why are you going up there? And they're like, because this is our house and we want to watch these girls on our turf doing blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you are being
a grip.
They're the problem. The guys
are. It's so weird. I just like don't understand what the point of it is.
Right. So I guess it's a little bit because Sammy has been like flirting with Mike for the first day. So her excuse makes at least more sense than Angelina just literally going up there to be a potster.
Creep. Yeah, and like a shitster and a weirdo.
Yeah. So they go up there. Mike keeps looking over his shoulder to check on Sammy. Like, this is when he lost her for sure.
Also, because, Sammy has her bag with her for some reason.
Like, girl, are you literally the little old lady from Golden Girls? Are you Sophia Petrillo? Why are you carrying your purse everywhere?
I don't understand why she has her purse with her at all times. It's like, you live there, girl.
It's so weird.
Like, what is this for?
And it's just crazy to imagine if Sammy would have ended up with Mike. Like, and Mike ended up with Lauren, his high school sweetheart.
It's so wild. It makes everything is crazy. I just can't get over it. This whole scene is so weird. And then the fight that breaks out because of it is so, it's just as confusing.
It's insane. Because I don't think the guys were wrong for what they did. Like, none of them are in relationships. They're all single. They want just looking to have a good time. The girls had no reason to go up there.
Mike met Sammy the day before.
Right. And they're not, like, in a committed relationship. This is how you know Sammy is at least part of the problem in her relationship with Ron.
Yeah, because she's so insecure.
Extremely insecure. Like, the minute... Like, all you guys did was literally hold hands.
On the boardwalk.
She's acting like he gave her an engagement ring and they've been together for 12 years.
It's the least serious shit ever.
Ever. So, the biggest threat that they had on this show to make was threatening to leave. Yeah. So, when the whole fight breaks out between the guys and the girls.
Right. Slam the door and Jenny gets involved. And it's just like, it's all this mess for no reason.
Right. So all this huge fight breaks out in the main area of the house. Meanwhile, Snooki's on the outs. She's feeling down in the dumps about herself. She's in her bed. She's in her bed. She's like, man, I really fucked up yesterday. And then all of a sudden she hears out of the corner of her ear, she hears the girls screaming about, and these slutty bitches in our house are trying to make things blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, I guess they're talking about me again. I already apologized. Like, how many times are they going to keep bringing it up? Meanwhile, they're not even talking about her at
It's so fucking funny how she's like, well, I am the problem. You're so right. It's like, what are you talking about, girl?
It's like, no, Angelina literally screams, these whores are going to get it. And she's literally, and then Snooki does a confessional and she goes, I'm laying in bed and I hear them screaming about me.
You also
main character energy. Like, girl, no.
You have the iconic, hello.
Hello.
Oh. They're taking their clothes off in the hot tub.
Like,
to an extent, I understand being upset with your roommates for having people over and, like, them getting naked in a communal space like that. If you hadn't talked about if it's cool or not. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean.
They have had a conversation about it before and been like, hey, where are we at with this? And the girls were like, oh, I don't like that. And then the boys did it anyway. Okay, it's on site. But if they were like, oh, that's fine, like, whatever, it should be no problem. But I think the fact that there was just like, if I was sharing a hot tub with someone and I came home and there was a bunch of naked people in it, I'd be like, well, I don't want to go back in that hot tub.
Like, you would be kind of grossed out.
I'd be like, that's kind of gross. Because not only do I not know them, I don't even know you.
It needs to be something that is agreed upon. I totally agree.
So I think the girls definitely are like, that's fucking gross. But they made it worse by being weird.
Yeah. Ron had 2 points in a row. His first point.
That's so fucked up.
His first point. Why the fuck did y'all go up and watch them after I told you 5 times that would not be a good idea?
He's right.
The second point. Mike fucks shit up by linking up with Sammy the night before and then going and hooking up with other girls right in front of her, and now it's causing trouble. He told them nothing good will come from you guys bringing girls into the house.
He is like, it is so
fucking... He had
2 points
in a row.
He is 100% right.
His second point would have only not lasted for very long. Like, in my opinion, the second point is a moot point because they have the smush room in later seasons. They all bring people back to the house and hook up. Like, there was no scenario in which the Jersey Shore cast was not going to have sex in that house with strangers.
I think the thing is, this specific situation, though, I think the fact that he was already flirting with one of the girls in the house...
Is the main point.
Is the main thing. Because it's like, obviously, you all know you're going to bring people back. Like, that's not the problem, I don't think. Right. I think it's the fact that Mike was already making moves on Sammy, and then he's like, fucks off. and like tries to hook up with this other girl in front of her, and it's like, well, yeah, now she has a reason to be mad at you, annoyed with you, because you're a fucking douchebag. Like, you've proven in a day that you're a douchebag.
And I guess it makes sense that Sammy went up there just to see what he would do. And she was, like, kind of right and justified for that.
Yeah, but he proved her right immediately.
Yeah. So, anyway, so everybody's fighting. Snooki is in her bed depressed. She starts packing up her suitcase. She's like, I'm leaving here. Point blank, I apologize. They won't take my apology. They keep calling me slutty. Like, I don't know what more I have to do. I'm all by myself. I'm lonely. I'm sad. Like, I'm leaving here.
I feel so bad for her, but it's also so funny that she's like, I am the main character.
Yeah. It's like, literally, there's no other person this could potentially be about. She just immediately makes it about herself. She calls her dad and is literally like, Dad, I'm coming home. And he's like, why? Come on. The Polizzis are not quitters. And she's like, no, Dad, I'm totally by myself here. I'm on the outs. I have no friends in the house. Dad. Her dad is so cute. And so then they all go upstairs and they start talking and like kind of chilling and hanging out. And then Ronnie comes into the room where Snooki is packing up her stuff. And he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm packing up. I'm leaving here. He goes, and for real?
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. He's like, so for real? You're leaving. So then he goes upstairs and he tells everybody Snickers is going home.
And they're all like, shocked. It's like whiplash.
They're literally shocked. They're like, huh? And he's like, yeah, she thinks that all of us hate her. And they're like, no, that's not true. So they run downstairs. But the one thing needs to be talked about that kind of annoyed me, which is after Ron went in there to check on her, he has a confessional where he's like, I'm not going to beg her to stay. If she wants to fucking go home, she can go home. Like, I don't really give a shit. I'm not going to beg someone to stay in my house. What, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, bro, you went into the room unsolicited. It's not like she called you in there and was like, yeah, I need to confide in you. I've decided I'm leaving. Like, she was just in there minding her own business, packing, and he marched in. And he goes, what are you up to? Like, why was he getting so angry? You involved
yourself.
Right. Why are you so angry? So all of them march downstairs and are like, stop, we want you to stay, we like you, blah, blah, blah. She realizes she was making everything about her when they're actually arguing about the other girls the guys brought in the house. And it's just like so random. Like, where is this coming from?
Again, it's main character. It's also just like, it feels very college dorm.
Yeah, it does. It's like complete misunderstanding that could have been avoided if Snooki would have come out of her room and like asked what
But
was
they
going
talk
on.
About it.
Yeah, they talk about it and they figure it out.
It's
and
just so absurd.
It's very absurd, and it kind of leaves off on a little cliffhanger of, like, whether or not she's going to go home.
Which, like, spoiler alert, she doesn't.
She doesn't. Thank God. It's, like, a preview of the rest of the season, and J-Well literally has a quote where she's like, I feel like it's my mission to hook up with Jersey's hottest Guidos. Babe, you have a boyfriend. A legit boyfriend.
Yeah. What do you mean, babe?
Who called you on the phone?
The first night.
The amount of fights on this show.
It's also like the preview's crazy because they show Snooki get rocked.
I can't wait for the rest of this season.
Me fucking too. I love this show so much. Obviously, it's so pivotal to like me growing up and being obsessed with TV.
Me too. And it's the reality TV show that I think for me cemented the idea that reality TV could be more than just like a game show or like a scripted stupid show like The Hills.
Yeah, because like I grew up watching, I watched a lot of The Hills and Laguna Beach and like Real World and all that with my mom.
Big Brother, Survivor. Yeah,
but this feels so different. I think it's also because I grew up around these type of people.
Yeah.
So that felt extra real for me too.
For you, really hit home because like you lived like in the actual
there.
Area.
Yeah,
where
it's
it
like I lived an hour or two from where these people lived and grew up. So it felt very real.
Yeah.
Even more so. Because I'm like, oh, I know this isn't scripted. I know those bitches act like that.
You had a direct link. Like you
Yeah, truly.
Oh, okay. I can't wait for the next episode. We hope you guys enjoyed.
Yes.
Stay
Please
tuned.
Let us know. We're so, so excited to talk about the rest of the episodes we've picked. If you want to watch along, the next episode we watched is season 4, episode 7.
And it's Italy.
It's an Italy episode, and it's so good.
Stay tuned.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh my God, he's online. Can he see me?
What the hell is she talking about?
Who's this?
Can I speak to Angelina, please?
No, she died.